Okay, we are on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And we had a question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the Chayletus. And we understood that Rav Huna said the Chayletus in the case of Mayoy Mulach HaMisa. And the question was, Rav Huna paskens like Rav Yossi, the Mayoy Mulach HaMisa, it's like, I'm sorry, by even without Mayoy, the very fact that the person says has a date in the star, means that it means Mayoy Mulach HaMisa. So why is it Chayletus? It should be a good get. That was the question. So we said that maybe Rav Huna is misupik if you make conditions about Peh and the date is in the shtar, whether we say it means Mayoy Mulach HaMisa or not. Because since he verbally expressed Mulach HaMisa and the date is written and the verbal did not say Mayoy, therefore Rav Huna is misupik. So we said, but Rava paskened that it works. So we said, Rava knew, Rav Huna didn't know. Rava knew, Rav Huna didn't know. People say, Mom, that's what we're up to, which is an Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines at the top. People say, Mom, if you want, I can tell you. La'olam damar lo mahayayim. Going back on that Rava statement, Harei zegitech imesi she'en ani meis harei zeget. Right, and Amas Lachamisa Ein Zeget is with Mahayim, and the Rabbanon, and it's going like Rabbanon. And the question was, if it's going like Rabbanon, so then why does it Imesi? If he said Mahayim, Imesi, the Mishnah said it is a get. So to Gemara, Vahani Lishni Itzuchalei. I'm sorry, right? It's going for Rabbanon. It's going like Rabbanon. Who say, and it's talking about, he said Mahayim. And therefore, if he says, Im Mesi, Shari Mesi, it's a get, because he said Mahayim. And if he said Mahayim Kshamos, or Mahayim Elach Amisa, Ein Zeh get means it's not a definite get, it's a suffix, that's what Rabbanon hold. So what's the Chiddush? Gemara said that's Pshita. The answer is, the following is the Chiddush. The Chani Meis ki Meisi Dami, and Kshamas Kalach HaMisa Dami. When a guy says Chani Meis, it's like saying Im Meisi. And when a guy says Kshamas, it's like saying Lach HaMisa. But this is clear that when Rava said Ein Zeget, he didn't mean it's nothing. Because Bahayim Lach HaMisa, the Mishnah said it's a get for Ein Zeget. It's a suffer get. So even though Rava uses the words Ein Zeget, it means it's not a definite get. It is a suffer get. How could you say it's not a get? And even if it's going like a Yaisi, it would be the same halacha. This man in Lach HaMisa is like Mayim Lach HaMisa, so it's a suffer. So when Rava uses the terminology Ein Zeget, he just means to say it's not a definite get. It's a suffer get. That's what you have to say. I looked around for somebody to speak this out. I didn't see anybody speak it out. But I don't know how you could not learn that way. If Rav is talking about Mahayim, and he's saying Mahayim and Mesi is a get, and then he continues on and says, Kishamos, Lach HaMisa Ein Zeget, and it's talking about Mahayim, how can he say Ein Zeget? It's a suffer get. So I think you have to say that Ein Zeget means it's not a definite get. To suffer get. Again, in my Masifta Gemara, I looked around. I didn't see anybody say it. I said to myself, maybe I'm missing something, but I couldn't find what I'm missing. Since I couldn't find what I'm missing, therefore I'm saying that Ein Zeh get, according to Rava, doesn't mean it's not a get. Ein Zeh get means it's not a definite get. I think that's what you have to say. If not, it doesn't make any sense. Well, again, let's learn the first thing.
Wouldn't he say Lo Yom Raklum if it's nothing?
Sorry?
If nothing? Wouldn't the Lashon be Lo Yom Raklum?
That's what I think. Let's say the first shot. It's going like a B'yaisi. The Rav Paskins are like a B'yaisi. It's Mali Shoget is like Mahayim. So how do you learn the second half of Rav there? It says, Harizagitachim Mesi Shani Mesi Harizaget. And it's going like a B'yaisi. That this man is like Mahayim. Uksha'am Aslacham Isayin Zaget. Now, according to Yaisi, it's like Mahayim Lach HaMisa. Why is it Ein Zeget? So I think you have to say that Eizeh get means it's not a definite get. Because as Baruch Meisha pointed out over the phone, had it been nothing, it would have said Lo Yamar Klum. That's why I think you have to say, because again, it's fair, because the Mishnah says it's a suffer get. How could you say Eizeh get at all? Why is it not? It's a shayla. Is it Tanai? Is it Chazara? But it's for sure not. You can't say Eizeh get. So I think, again, I wish somebody said it beferish. I thought my Masifta Gemara would come in handy. It did not. I mean, it didn't say it. But I think you have to say that. I don't know any other shot that you can say that makes any sense. And again, I didn't see anybody say it, so a little bit afraid to venture out on the limb, but I don't see any other way of learning it. If not, it doesn't make any sense. Rashi. So Rashi. No Rashi. Fine. That's, again, this was all working on the fact that Rav Huna said the words of Chaleset. And the case was, right, the Mishnah said, Zagita Chamesi L'Amaklum, and Rav Huna said, V'Chaleset. And we had a problem. Why V'Chaleset? And we answered the whole thing of Yaisi, but he's Mesupik if it's Halachas like of Yaisi Balpeh or not. That was the first answer of the Gemara. Ibai is saying, but now the Gemara is going to say a total different shot in Rav Huna. Sorry, Inka the Matzil La Seifa. There's those that said Rav Huna wasn't going on the case of Emesi. He was not going on the case of Emesi. He was going on the next case. Zeh Gitech La'acha Misa. The Mishnah said, the guy says Zeh Gitech La'acha Misa, Loi Amar Klum, which is the second case in the Mishnah. Zeh Gitech La'acha Misa, Loy Amar Klum. Amar Rav Huna, Uladiv Rabbi Yaisi, Chaylatzas. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it would be Chaylatzas. Now, why? Because this is not a kacha, why Chaylatzas? Let me step back. If you look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Zenki Tichlach Hamisa, Loy Amar Klum. Mahayayimu Lach Hamisa, to Suffolk. Because we don't know whether he's changing his mind or whether he's making a condition. Now, to Rav Huna, who paskins are to be Yaisi, every get that has a date is like Mahayoy Mulach Hamisa. And Mahayoy Mulach Hamisa is a suffix. In Macy, again, there were two cases in the Mishnah. In Macy and Lach Hamisa. Now, in the case of the Mishnah, which is going like Drabbanon, in Macy and Lach Hamisa are the same. He wants it to kick in after his death. Dead people can't divorce. But when he added the word Mahayim, the Mishnah differentiated. Mahayim and Mesi is a get. Mahayim Ulach Hamisa is a suffer get. So even though when you didn't say the word Mahayim, in Mesi and Ulach Hamisa are one and the same, he's trying to make a get posthumously, and getting don't work posthumously. But if he says Mahayim and Mesi and Mahayim Ulach Hamisa, it's two different halachas. Mahayim and Mesi is a get. Retroactive. Mayoim ulach hamisa, we don't know what he means. Does he mean to retract and make it lach hamisa, or does he mean a condition? To Rabbi Yaisi, even without Mahayoim, it's like Mahayoim. So if he says lach in Mace,
but that's because there's a date. There's a date written in the date.
One second. If he says in Mace and there's a date in the star, that's like Mahayoim in Mace. That's a get. And he wouldn't need chalitza. If it says lach hamisa, it's like mayoyim ulach hamisa. Just like by drabbanon, mayoyim ulach hamisa is a suffix. According to Rabbi Yaisi, lach hamisa by itself is a suffix because the date makes like mayoyim. Yes, Baruch Moshe. So you have a question? I guess not. Rashi. Zok Rashi. The Matnol Rav Huna Le'el. They learn Rav Huna is going on the Sefer, where it says Zagitech La'ach Hamisa. So to Rav Yaisi, it's like Mayoyim La'ach Hamisa. I'm Rav Huna Di Rav Yaisi Chaletzes. Frek the Gemara Pshita. With the Sefer L'Rabbana Chaletzes, Reishit Amid Rav Yaisi Chaletzes. What's Rav Huna's Chiddush? I know Rav Yaisi considers the time in the get, the Zman in the get, as if it says Mayoyim. So to him, La'ach Hamisa is like Mayoyim La'ach Hamisa. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna?
It's a suffix.
Because we don't know whether Mayoyim Ulach Hamisa, the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Mayoyim Ulach Hamisa is a suffix.
That's why you can't do.
That's why it's Chalitza Na'ibim. Right, so what's Rabbi Huna telling us? We can figure this out on our own. And for the Gemara, Mal the Tamer Reb Yosi Bar Karebi Sfirloi, Da Megita Mal Yavi, the Chalitza Nami Loi Tiboi Kamash Malon. The Loi Rebbe Sover Loi Karebi Yosi, the Loi Reb Yosi Sover Loi Karebi. And this is as follows. There is an other Machloikas that we haven't mentioned yet. Our Mishnah said, Mayoyim Ulach Amisa is a suffix. We don't know whether the guy is retracting or making a condition. Rebbe says it's definitely a condition. Rebbe argues in our Mishnah, and he says Mayoyim Ulach Amisa is a condition. That Machloikas Rebbe in the Rabbanan has nothing to do with the Machloikas Reb Yosi in the Rabbanan, whether a date is like Mayoyim. It's a different Machloikas. One is the Machloikas whether a date is like Mayoyim, and one is the Machloikas if you said Mayoyim, whether it's a condition, or we don't know. The Rabbanan say when a guy says Mayoyim Alach HaMisa, we don't know whether it's a condition or a retraction. And Rebbe says, we know it's a condition. That's how Rebbe understands it. Now the question is, does Reb Yosi, who is makel in conditions, and considers a time as if he said Mayoyim, does he hold like Rebbe also, not because one has anything to do with the other, but we see he is the one that's more lenient in interpretation of Shtaris. So therefore, since he's more lenient in the interpretation of the time, maybe he's more lenient in the interpretation of Mayoyim Alach HaMisa. Or Rebbe, who's more lenient in Mayoyim Alach HaMisa, since he's more lenient in that, would he be more lenient on it? Now, the truth is, it's not like a logical thing. If you're lenient in one, you're lenient in the other. But since we see his approach is to broaden the scope and be more lenient, so you would have a Havamina, that Rebbe would agree to Rebbe Yosi, that Rebbe Yosi would agree to Rebbe, in a different Machloikas. A, Rebbe Yosi holds the time is like writing Mayoyim. And B, he would hold like Rebbe, that Mayoyim Alach HaMisa is not a suffix. Not because one leads to the other, but because we see he's more makel. Comes along, Ravuna says, no, do not mix the two machloikas. They're two separate, independent arguments, and because you hold one in one way, doesn't mean you hold that way the other, that lakula the other way. It's two separate arguments. One is an argument whether his man is like Mayayim, and one is an argument whether Mayayim Alach HaMisa is a suffix or it's a definite tenai. One has nothing to do with the other, and do not confuse and say, since Reb Yosi's making on one, he's making on the other. That's why Rav Huna says chaletzes, because according to Rebbe, it wouldn't be chaletzes. According to Rebbe, Mayoyim Alach HaMisa is a definite get. Comes along Rav Huna says, but Reb Yosi, even though he's makel and considers this man in the star like Mayoyim, is not makel to say that Mayoyim Alach HaMisa is two separate things. Do not confuse the two. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Mal the Tamer Reb Yosi Bar Karebi Sfirle, Da Megita Ma'al Yavi, I would think that Reb Yosi like Rebbe that it's a get. V'chalitza Nami Lo Tiboyi. Kamash Malon, Rav Huna is telling me, Lois Rebbe Sama Lo Reb Yosi, V'loi Reb Yosi Sama Lo Rebbe. Both don't hold of each other, and we'll prove it. And we'll prove it. But that's what Rav Huna is coming to tell me. Do not mix the two arguments and say that one who's lenient in one is automatically lenient in the other. Not true. Has nothing to do with each other. Two separate questions. You can be lenient in one and strict in the other. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Udivrei Reb Yosi, the Amar, Rav Huna is saying, according to Reb Yosi, who says that the Zman and the Shtar is like Mahayim, Chiletzes, the Zman Hashtar, Havaleki Mahayim, the Zman Hashtar is like Mahayim, the Chimasri Nahalev, the Amrla, Zeki Tachlach HaMisa, it's like saying Mahayim Alach HaMisa, Mesapkalon, Itno Havi Uchazarehu, it's a Mesophic if it's a Tanai or Chazarehu. With the safe effect of Gemara, with the safe of Yomer Mayoyim Alach HaMisa, Tani Misa, Masnisa Chaletzes, Rabbanon. Since the Mishnah said, but Mayoyim Alach HaMisa, it's Chaletzes, Mechlau the Alach HaMisa, the Reb Yosi, Nami Chaletzes. All Reb Yosi said was the time is like Mayoyim. Do the Rebbe Yosi, can Mayoyim Alach HaMisa, Tami. All Reb Yosi said was that if you say Mayoyim, the Zman and the Shtar, it's like saying Mayoyim. All they're arguing is whether this man is like Mayoyim. The Rabbi Yaisi Milav Mayayim Kamayayim, the Rabbanu Yesh Chilik. So what's Ravuna's Chiddush? The answer is, I would think Rebbe Sfirloi. The Amr Lekamon Getu. He argues that Amishnu, Polagad Rabbanu, Viksavit Tnohu. And he says it's a definite deny. V'hoya v'ashkron l'Rebbe d'Polag. Eimer Rabbi Yaisi Nami Polag. Now why would I think so? This is the line in Rashi. The Shamina lay the Mekel by Tanai. We see he's Mekel by Tanai. Since we see he's Mekel by Tanai, we assume if he's Mekel by Tanai, he's Mekel by all Tanai, by all cases. The answer is no. Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold like Rabbi. They have nothing to do with each other. It's not only we don't know. We know that Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yaisi, and we know that Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold like Rabbi. Now, how do you know that? Zakta Gemara. Rabbi Le Savila Kirby Yaisi, the Tani Kozeget. When Rabbi says his halacha, he adds the word, this case is a get. Why did he add the word, this case? He could have just said it's a get. Kozeh means, please don't confuse me with an other kula, and think that since I'm Mekel here, I'm Mekel there. No, Kozeh get. This in case I hold this again. The Mutit Rabbi Yaisi. He's coming to say, do not tell me that I hold like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi, like Savi, like a Rabbi, the Ksani Kozeget. He also writes in a Braisa Kozeget, saying, do not make the mistake of saying, since I'm a Mekel, I'm Mekel in the other thing also. By writing Kozeh, each one is saying Kozeh, the word Kozeh is to say, here and not elsewhere where you might confuse me. And therefore, each one is letting you know that they don't agree with the other. Rashi. Look, Rashi, the Tani Kozeget, the Milsi de Rebbe. In the Halacha of Rebbe, it says Kozeget. The Muta de Rebbe, I see. Hechad le Omar, Rebbe Mahayayim. When he did not say Mahayayim, he doesn't agree to Rebbe, I see. The Kivin the Tani Kozeget, since Rebbe says the word Kozeget, Mashma de Chihai Gavna Huda Machshir. Only in this case he's Makshar. Ava Malav Mayayim Pasul. Without the word Hayayim, it'd be Pasul. The Tani Zeget. Rabbi Yaisi Gabbatinayla, come on. Rabbi Yaisi later on says the word Kozeh. Val Korchach Lamuteyas, he's coming to exclude something. Now, we don't know what he's excluding, but we look around to see another case that he might be excluding. But like Ashtuchot, the Lamate, we can't find anything to exclude. Elav Hodem Hayayim Elachamisa. He must be excluding Rebbe's halacha. Ulashminan, even though by matana we don't say it's a suffix, when a guy gives a present of money, a field, we say for sure it works. That's because over there he's saying the guf is mayayim and the pair is lachamisa. I will beget, even the lav loshin tanayu. Not a lashon of tanai, have a suffix tana, suffix chazar. So basically, each one is excluding the other by process of elimination. They say kazeh. Kazeh means not somewhere else. Where would that somewhere else be? So we look around to see anything in Hilchus, Mayoyim ulachamisa, to see where else it could apply. So Rabbi Yaisi must be excluding Rabbi, and Rabbi must be excluding Rabbi Yaisi. Now the Gemara is going to bring where they each say Kozeh get. Zok the Gemara, Rebbe Mahi. Where did Rebbe say Kozeh get? The Tanya. We learned in the Braisa. Mahayoyim ulachamisa get feina get. If a guy says Mahayoyim ulachamisa, it's a suffix get. That's our Mishnah. Rebbe Yomer Kozeh get. Why did he have to say Kozeh? Rebbe Yomer get. Kozeh? Not Rabbi Yaisi's case. Rabbi Yaisi Mahi, where did Rabbi Yaisi say Kozeh get? The Tanan. Kisvu Tnu, this is a new case. Kisvu Tnu get the Ishti, in my Basi Mikan Vajud Beis Chaydish. A guy says, do me a favor, he tells people, write and give a get to my wife if I don't show up in a year. Okay, so an Aleph Cheshvan, Tav Shem Pei Beis, he said to three people, write, give a get to my wife if I'm not back by Aleph Cheshvan, Tav Shem Pei Gimel. Now, they wrote it in the middle of the summer. and they gave it to her, Aleph Cheshvan Tav Shin Pei Gimel. They waited the year to give it to her, but they did not wait the year to write it. Now listen to his words. Write and give a get to my wife if I don't come back by a year. Does he mean write after the year? Or does he mean give after the year? How do we translate those words? His orders were, Kisvu tnu get le'ishti, imloi basi mikan v'yud beis chaydish. Now, they listened to his instructions, and they wrote the get in the summer, and gave it to her, with a date, and they gave it to her, Aleph Cheshvan Tav Shin Pei Gimel. They waited a year till they gave it to her. The question is, what did the guy mean? Did he mean don't write it till after the year? Or did he mean don't give it till after the year? That's the Machlokes Tanoim. Tanakama holds, he said don't do anything till after a year. Write and give it after the year. I mean, don't write it till after the year. If they wrote it in the summer, that was not with his agreement. Rav Yossi said, why didn't he say, if I don't come by a year, write and give a get to my wife? Why didn't he say that first? If I'm not here in a year, write and give a get to my wife. So we say what he means is to say, write it and give it after a year. That's how Rav Yossi says. He puts a comma in between. Since he didn't say, if I don't show up by a year, write and give the get to my wife, he's saying, write and give it after a year. That's how Rav Yossi interprets it. Now, in that machlokes, which has nothing to do with Tanai, Rabbi Yaisi uses the word kazeh get. Now, what's he excluding? There is no other similar case that Rabbi Yaisi should be excluding. Must be, he's referring to an other machlokes in Gittin. And the only one we can find that would apply is the case of Rebbe. And he's saying, I don't agree to Rebbe. I don't agree that when a person says, Mayayim Elach Hamisi means a condition. I'm not sure. Now, even though he's not talking about conditions in there, but the fact that he uses the word kazeh, that's why Rashi went out of his way. He said, we can't find another place that he should be referring to. He must be referring to the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Let's read it inside. Now, kisvut nu get l'ishti, imloi basi mikan rayud beis chaydish. Write and give a get to my wife if I don't show up within a year. By the way, my example was not good. I said Tav Shin Pei Beis to Tav Shin Pei Gimel. Tav Shin Pei Beis to Tav Shin Pei Gimel had 13 months. So it was not a good example. I said I said Tav Shin Pei Aleph to Tav Shin Pei Beis because it was an Ibriar. So it wasn't really a fair example. Anyway, Kasu B'Tachin Beis Chaydish and Nasalachi Beis Chaydish ain't a get because his command was, according to the Tanakhama, don't write it till a year is up. Rabbi Yisrael, Kazeh get. Rashi, Rabbi Yaisi Mahi Hechi Tani Kozeget. Where did he use that word Kozeget? Dr. Umar, Rabbi Yaisi Aimer Kozeget. With the Havale Lameme Imle Basi Kisfutnu. He should have said, if I don't come, write and give. The Yama Kisfutnu Imle Basi. And he first said, Kisfutnu Imle Basi. Hachi Kamar. This is what he must mean. Kisfu Akshav Utnu Imle Basi. Write it now and give it if I don't come. And Rabbi Yaisi uses the word kazeh. Kazeh is to exclude something. We have no other thing that we can think Rabbi Yaisi excludes besides the halach of Rebbe. So therefore,
the writing of it
has to be written with the agreement of the husband.
No, I'm saying the writing of it's not anything to write it down.
Again.
Let's have it ready, that's why.
Why did they write it now? To have it ready. They had time in the summer, so they wrote it. And they signed it.
He wasn't written down.
Again, the words he used was Kisu Tnu Imle Basi Mikana Yudbeis Chaydish. Those were the exact words he used. What did he mean?
See, he could have written it, you have now, so...
Don't, but Imle Basi, I did that, means till 12 months, I don't want to divorce her. Right? Now the question is, I don't want to divorce her, I don't want to get written. What did he mean? Rabbanan say, he said, don't do a thing till after 12 months. Tanakhama says that. And Rabbi Yaisi says, that's not what he said. If he meant that, he would have said, if I don't come back, write to get. He didn't say that. He said, write and give, which means write whatever you want, but don't give it till after 12 months. It's a question how to read the words. how to understand his words.
Why did the Rabbanan say it's a puzzle?
Otherwise, somebody's talking here, yes. People here get first dibs, yes.
Right now means it has to be written within the year.
No. Good, Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be written within the year. It could be written in the year. He doesn't care.
It's written after the year and given.
Exactly.
So according to the Tanna Kamma.
It can't be written until after the year.
Okay.
Question is, it's not a halakha, it's a question of instructions. It's not a halakha in Shulchan Aruch that you can't do it. You need the husband to agree to the writing it again. Because of his instructions.
Right.
It's not halakha and hukas getting, it's halakha and hukas instructions.
It's still the same thing that happens.
100%. But I was trying to say, it's not a machlokes whether a get operates one way or another way. It's a machlokes, what did the husband want? It's interpreting his desire. Yes, Baruch Maisha.
Why is it ain't get according to the Rabbanan? What's the problem with writing it early?
Well, it depends. If you hold that you need ksiva lishma, part of the ksiva lishma is that it has to be authorized by the husband. If a get's written without the authority of the husband, it's not a good get.
But he said, Jesu, is it called
one package? He said, write it after 12 months.
That's what
he doesn't want to get around that his wife should hear that he wrote a get. If he shows up, she'll say, yeah, you had a get ready to give me, huh? Maybe that's what he means. Again, I don't know what this shown by his status is.
It's more than instructions. It's halacha, too. In other words, if he didn't have in mind...
Again, it's a halacha based on his instruction.
Right, but it's still there, the halacha is there.
I didn't mean to say it's not halacha. What I meant to say is, it's not a question. If it wouldn't be his instructions, it would just say, write again, they can do whatever they want. All I'm saying is the halacha comes into play because of his instructions. That's what I meant to say. Yes? I'm sorry? Correct. Two separate kulas, right. Because one is a more direct, let me explain. You know, Rabbi Yossi is a problem here. Rabbi's not. Meaning, Rebbe's talking about a case of Mayoy Mulach Hamisa. He's talking about that case. And he writes Kazer. It makes sense that the exclusion is in a very similar case. The very similar case is in a case of Mulach Hamisa, without the word Mayoy. But it's a similar case. It's the case of Mulach Hamisa. So Rebbe's saying, Mayoy Mulach Hamisa is a get. Drop the Mayoy, it's not a get. It's the same case, except without the word mayay. Whereas in Rabbi Yossi, it's a wild comparison. Here we're talking about husband giving instructions, and we say he's excluding a case that has zero to do with husband's instructions. It has to do with how he wants to make the get operate. But Terence says there's no other thing to exclude. That's what Rashi says. By Rabbi Yossi, Rashi didn't have to explain that by Rabbi. But here, Rashi had to say, Le'ashchamidi. We did a search on the computer, and there was no other case where he could be excluding it. So therefore, by process of elimination, we ended up that he's excluding that case. By Rabbi Yossi, why go to a case far away when you have a case next door? That's what I think is happening. A guy said, this is your get if he dies from this illness. And he recovered. Zuck the Mishnah, an interesting halacha. We have to evaluate. And then he died. He got sick and died. So we have to figure out what caused his death. Illness number one, or is this illness number two? Because it was spoken out only if he dies from that illness. So we have to figure out, why did he die? Because of that illness, or because of something totally unrelated? That's our question. So the Mishnah says, we call in our medical experts, and we ask them, why did this guy die? And they have to tell us, it was a relapse of illness number one, or it was a totally different thing. Rachmana Litzlan, he suffered a heart attack, he died. Had nothing to do with the fact that he had COVID. That's the shayla in the Mishnah. Something about it. Amar Rav Huna, Gita ki matanasai. Ma matanasai ma bet chayzer, av gita ma bet chayzer. When a shchimara gives a present, Rav Huna is talking about a shchimara. He's not necessarily talking about the case of our Mishnah. Talking about a shchimara. Shchimara gives a present. Mishnah Baba Basra tells us, if he recovers, the present's null and void. Even though he never spoke out that condition. It works automatically. A shchimara who gives a present, the present is null and void if he recovers. So Rav Huna, learning like Rashi, that a get is one and the same. A shchimara that writes a get and gives it to his wife, right? He gives it to his wife because he can't give it after death, right? So we say he meant, since he's a shchimara, a built-in condition is this get will be a get today if the guy dies. But if he recovers, it's a built-in condition that there's no get. That's what Rav Huna said. That, again, unlike Matana, where the Chachamim made a takana, it can work posthumously. There is no takana that a get can work posthumously. So must mean that he gave her the get today. He did not say conditionally. He said the get is today. He didn't say the get is today either. He just handed it to her. He didn't make any conditions. He didn't say it's non-conditional. He just, the shchimara gave his wife a get. So Rav Huna built into a shchimara giving a wife a get is mahayayim emesi. This is not going back on the Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna is a new halacha. It is not going in the case of the Mishnah. The Gemara will bring the Mishnah in. The Rav Huna is saying an independent halacha. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with this.
So even if you don't,
Rav Huna is saying a regular shchimara gives his wife a get, and then he recovers. Now, when he gave it a get, he never set any conditions. He didn't say today. He gave her a get. To aid him, he said, here, listen, dear, here's your divorce. You're no longer dear. Here you are. You're divorced. And he recovers. So Rav Huna, it's a built-in Mayoy Mullah Chamisa. It's a built-in Mayoy Mumesi Mechayliza. It's a built-in Mayoy Mumesi Mechayliza. Because he recovered. It's a riot. He didn't want to give the get. He never spoke it out. Just like Matana, it's understood that if he recovers, the present's not a present. By get, if he recovers, it's understood that he never meant to get the get. He didn't speak that out. It's an automatic tnai, mayoyim emesi
mechayliza. Is the shchimara unique that he speaks it out, it's done orally, rather than with a...
No. By Matana or by get?
By Matana.
By Matana, he has an ability to say something and it works as a kenyan.
But if you write it, a shchimara writes something.
So that's a machlokes, the Gemara in Ksuvos, whether a shchimara writes it, does he mean to diminish the power of that matana or to increase the power of the matana? Rav and Shmuel, whether he means to be meisiv or to be megareya. Nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do with that. Even though a get is in writing.
Well, there's no other way to do a get.
I understand that. In other words, I'm wrong. I know that, but I just want to understand why.
Again, no. By a kinyan, when he does something extra, the question is, what is the point of an extra? By get, there's nothing extra.
He
didn't speak.
What did he say?
Here is your get. He's laying in bed. The doctors have written him off. They say he's terminally ill within the next 72 hours. And he calls his wife over and he says, listen, I think it's better I divorce you. Here's the get. Two of them are watching. A lot of tears. Everything is wonderful.
Why is she laughing then?
He made a very nice story. I have no idea. No, the Chaim should live. And then he lives. He defies expectations. He recovers. There is a rabbinic shalom in this world. He recovers. And now,
it's
question.
It's built in,
exactly.
You don't need this.
It's understood that that's what he means. That's what Rav Huna seems to be saying. Uma gitai, avagav loy parish, kivin da meksuvu avagav loy metzlu. Second halacha. If he instructs people to write it, we say he means writing him. We had that earlier in the Masechta, that anybody in the situation of a Shchiv Merav, when he says write, he means writing him. Av matanasai, kivin da metzlu avagav loy merkadavinei. If he says, give him the present. He doesn't have to say make a kinyan. It's understood that he means make a kinyan. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Gitai, the Shchiv Mera, Kmatanasai. Ma Matanasai. Amina Baba Basra, Imamat Chaser. Av Gitai, Imamat Chaser. Veloi mi boy hecha da Amar imesi. All he makes. Even if he, for sure, if he said it, he didn't die. And la filo loy Amar imesi. And if y'all will get some up, he gave her a get, plain. If Amat Chaser, the Mstama, a diet to the Misa Yavlo, but he makes. He gave it to her because he thought he was going to die. He didn't die. I forgot what the Yamatnu, his Amba Eimer, his Kabul, Rabbi Shimon, like we learned in the Eimer, his Kabul, which is the, according to Rashi, the next Varek, and according to Tysus, the previous Varek. Shimon Shizuri Eimer, Afa Masukin, Kivin Damar Kisu, even though he didn't say true, a died to the mace of cover. Okay. So that is Rav Huna's halacha. He's not going in our Mishnah, he's going by regular Shchiv Mera, and he's telling us halachas about a Shchiv Mera and a get. Zok to Gemara Tana. Now we're going to take our Mishnah and see how Rav Huna fits with our Mishnah. Hare Zagitech Mayayim and Mesi Mechay Lizeh. The Amad the Halach B'shuk. Now stop right there. He was Amad. A Shchiv Mera, that's Amad. Rav Huna said, if Amad, Chazer. Listen to the words of Rav Huna. Im Amad. What does Amad mean? He got up and walked around. According to Rav Huna, the get's null and void. What does our Mishnah say? If he gets sick again, and it's the first illness, the get kicks in. What do you mean? He was Amad. Rav Huna told us, the minute he's Amad, it ends. Rav Huna's Lashon. Im Amad, Chayzer. In the Mishnah, he was Amad. And then he got sick, and we have to figure out whether it's the first illness or the second illness. But he was Amad. Didn't Rav Huna say, if it's Amad, it's over? Zog the Mishnah, right? B'chol u'meis, ein demaisai, im machmos chayli yirishim meis, harzeh get, im lav ein aget. V'i amet, im amat chayzer, lama liyumdan, or amat. Rav Huna said, amat, he got up, he's finished, it's over, the get's bottle. Rashi,
even if he got, unfortunately, get back the same sickness?
Rav Huna says, im amat. Rashi, Hare Amad, who but la get me
a love. Amad Valach Pashuk is one expression. Is it two different things or one thing?
Pashuk is one thing. Well, we'll see in the Gemara that's coming up.
What do you mean one thing? In the Amad that he got sick again?
Afterwards.
Right.
No, he asked a different question. He went to the Halach Pashuk. Is Amad with Halach Pashuk the same?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not
going to argue
with Rebbe. Whatever
Rebbe
says, right. I'll
get there. Everybody have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. We will continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow morning. 6 o'clock.
Thank you.